Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I got to sit down with Dan and Shay, who are always two of my favorites just because they're always hilarious and we have a great time. We got to talk all about new music that they've been working on. If you've noticed, they've been really quiet on social media, and that's very intentional because they've been in the studio, they've been editing, they've been mixing. So we got to talk all about that. We got to talk about less exciting things like how Dan and I both lost trees that were very expensive in our front yards and Shay lost one in his backyard. I also got to chat with Shay about how he has been working out with Thomas Rhett at like 5 a.m. every morning, and then they've been taking their kids off to school because their kids go to the same school. It was a great conversation with Dan and Shay. I truly enjoyed it, and I hope that you do too. What's going on? What's the latest?
We're good. We're fantastic. We're nearing the end of finishing this yet to be announced album. Yeah, it's been a few years in the works. We don't quite have all the details yet. We're ironing them out as we go, but it's definitely our best yet. We're so proud of it. And I'm just so excited to get this out there to the people. If you think about it, we released the first single off our last album on October 4th, 2019. That's a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Is that real?
Yeah. I mean, because COVID was like asterisk years, you know, it's like those 2 years of our lives kind of didn't count. But
yeah,
that was first single, 10,000 Hours, came out in October of 2019. And then, you know, fast forward a couple months and the world shut down and chaos. But here we are, 2023. We're going to have music by the end of the year. So we're fired up for it.
That's exciting. I know you said you can't say a lot. You guys are putting the finishing touches on stuff. What can you say like about this chapter of music? Is there like anything that you're playing with that's new? Anything that you feel like you really honed in on that you're excited about without, you know, giving away too much?
I'm excited about this whole, I can speak for both of us when I said, I think this is the most fun we've had making an album. Usually you have 2 or 3 months to kind of, I don't want to say throw it together. We've always taken our time, but you just don't have much time in between touring and, you know, running around all over the place. And this is the first time that we've really been able to, you know, kind of take our time and try to make a cohesive project and really dive all the way in. And we're in this really cool place in our life right now. I think that we've redefined what we see success as, and we've kind of thought of this project of, you know, we're going to make the album that we want to make and speak from our heart, you know, sing about what we know and not try to be anything other than just unapologetically Dan and Shay and what that means now, you know, which is very different than it was a few years ago. And it's just really exciting. I think that, you know, we've gotten in and Dan and I are closer than we've ever been and having more fun in the studio than we ever have. And, you know, just getting this project out there is going to be a win for us. That's the success part of it. We're finding so much joy in the process of creating this album and just the memories that we've made over the last, you know, 12 months, you know, creating this and putting this together, that, you know, getting it out into the world is going to be a huge win and everything beyond that is going to be bonus. And it's a really fun season of our life where we're at personally and just creating music. We have the greatest job on planet Earth. And I'm so excited about every song that we've made. And I don't know, it's just a really fun era music and playing music, playing old music, like, you know, old songs have new meaning to us. And it's just a really exciting time. And you know, we've worked on ourselves personally and it's just a really exciting era. So back to your question, this is a special era. This is a new era for us for sure. And how we're approaching everything.
I love that you're using the word era, like that everyone, like, were you, this is your era for Dan and Shay. Like, this is where you're having the most fun. I also love to hear that because I feel like, as an artist, what a great space to finally be in, to have like the years and the experience under your belt. And then just to be like, this is what our definition of success is. And like, this is what we're going to do. Like, kudos to you guys. Like, what, like I said, an awesome era to be in.
Totally. Yeah. We've been doing this for 10 years now, which is crazy to say. And we've had such great support along the way and accomplished a lot of dreams, you know, crossed a lot of things off our bucket list. So now we're just having fun with the process, writing the songs we want to write, recording the songs we want to record, and we're going to get out on tour and get to play all of them. And it's going to be nice to go out on tour, knock on wood, without any weird COVID pandemic things looming where, you know, I don't even want to jinx it, but yeah, we did our arena tour, which is, you dream of it your whole life. You get to this place where you can, you know, sell out Madison Square Garden, and you get there and it's like, kind of like a little bit weird. There's a little bit pandemic still looming. So I think this go around, we're going to release this album, we're going to get out on tour, and hopefully it's going to be smooth sailing. Knock on wood, though, you know, I don't want to jinx.
For sure. Now, can I ask what part of the album process you're in? Like, are you in the process, Dan, where you're not sleeping and you're like holed up in a studio all day, every day?
No, I'm past that.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm good now. Now it's, I kind of switched my brain. I'm finishing mixes, I think, probably for everybody else. They're like, they're done. They've been done for the last few months, but I'm just like a psychopath still tweaking very insignificant details that no one would ever care about but me.
But you need to do that. It's funny, whenever I, like, because I know, Dan, you do all the like social stuff too. Whenever I see you guys quiet on social, I just imagine Dan like frantically mixing, editing, like
that's exactly it. People are like, are they okay, did they break up? It's like, no, we're just so stubborn, we don't let anybody run our social media. So it's like, okay, cool, if we're working on an album and we're deep in the studio, obviously our socials are going to be quiet like they are right now, but we'll kick it back into gear.
I love, though, that you do that. Like, I would be the same way. I would have a hard time handing over the access to the socials, and like, that would just not be easy for, I'm a control freak though. So
yeah, same. I do think the fans, if, and there are acts who it works for, if, you know, yes, team so-and-so running their socials, that works for some people. But for us, we've built so much of our relationship with our fans being one-to-one, you know, it's first person. And I think it's okay for us to be quiet on there. I think our fans kind of have learned the cycle at this point that if we are quiet, it's like, cool, we're camped out, making a project that really matters to us and hopefully will matter to them. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I've shifted my brain from like studio, audio, Pro Tools world. Now it's like, okay, how do we roll these songs out? Which song goes to radio? Which song, you know, what combinations of the songs should we roll out that feel representative of the whole album, that don't give too much away? There's a lot to it, you know, especially, it's always changing, you know, it's different. Yeah. It looks different than 10 years ago when we first put out our, you know, debut album. It's this now, it's like you got radio, obviously, you got streaming, you've got social media, all these different, you know, things, all these boxes you want to check. And we're just, I think it's precious to us because this album is definitely our best work. We poured the most into it. And it's just, you want to make sure you roll it out the right way and give it the best chance, you know, and I feel great about it. I think
that's awesome.
We're at that place where whatever combination of songs we roll out, if it accidentally all leaks tomorrow, I'll be like, you know what? I'm okay with that. Like, I feel good about where it's at. And I think it will spread organically.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about the current single, which is hitting top five. This has got to feel really special for you guys, being that this is a really special song.
Absolutely. It feels so good to, you know, I still get excited. Both of us get excited about looking at the chart and seeing your song in the top 10, top five. It's, you know, why we, you know, fall in love with this town. You know, this is, you write the song, there's the whole process. And that's kind of the final, you know, seeing it on the chart is like, whoa, dude, we're on the radio. This is crazy. And I still remember the first time 19 and Me got played on the radio. There was a magical feeling, and I still get that feeling today whenever I get to hear it, you know, on the radio. And obviously it's amazing that people stream the song, but there is something really special about the radio when you're driving around unexpectedly. On streaming, you have to go to the song and press play and you know it's coming, but driving around and unexpectedly hearing your song is like, well, this is crazy, man. But this song is special. You know, this song raised its hand from the very beginning on our album 17 years ago when we put that album out. And it's like, it was awesome to be able to like hear people's, you know, stories and be a part of their weddings. And we've had a lot of those songs, you know, that have been able to be a part of people's weddings. And that's always special. You know, that's a very rare thing because people have 70 billion songs to choose from. whenever they're choosing their first dance song. So anytime someone chooses our song is incredible. So to have you raise its hand like that in that way was very special. And we kind of view this song as Speechless Part Two, because Speechless was that moment where, you know, we wrote that about our wives. That first time seeing them walk down the aisle, and that the feeling, you know, when you're getting married and the newness of the relationship and, you know, how you felt, you know, you're speechless. And I feel like this is the more, I don't want to say more mature, just the further along in the relationship. This is that forever kind of love. It's every single day. And I think that's a cool progression. And, you know, our fans have kind of grown with us with the music. You know, we've all gotten older, and it's cool to kind of have, you know, try to mature in your music without losing the fun, you know, obviously, but we're in a different place in our life nowadays. And it's cool to have those songs that grow with you. And I think you is kind of that next progression, that next step in the relationship. So it was cool to kind of have, you know, that part too. And I don't know, it's awesome to hear people's stories. And now that the song has really, you know, climbed the charts, gotten into the top five, we're just hearing that more and more. And we're just super grateful that people are playing it. And it's awesome. And it's a perfect, you know, lead in into this new project. We're so grateful to have another number one off this, knock on wood, on this record. So it's awesome.
That's awesome. And then while we're waiting on the climb of you, the new record, let's talk about the latest track that you guys just came out with Charlie Puth. How did that happen?
Yeah, we've been fans of Charlie Puth for a long time. And I think it was like a year or two. I think he, like, you know, he called himself out on social media. He's like, I don't know if I've been living under a rock, but I just heard this song called Tequila. I'm like, yeah, like won a Grammy and stuff. It was multi-format hit. And then he, like, you know, he tweeted it. And I was like, well, I remember Shay and I were in a layover, I think in the Charlotte airport or something. We were in an airport. Only reason I remember that is because in the Charlotte airport, there's like those rocking chairs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the Adirondack things or whatever. And we were sitting in those. I was like, oh my, Charlie Puth, like he tweeted our song. Because that was right after he put out like Attention and all that voice note stuff. And all of us nerd musicians were like, this is the most brilliant guy ever. And yeah, we you know, we've connected over the years and become friends with him. And that song came to be, he was going to put that song out just on his own. And sounded awesome as is. And he reached out and was like, I want to feature you guys on this. And we're like, I mean, sure, we'll take a shot at it. And Shay came over the house and he sang it. And the minute I heard him sing that chorus, I was like, oh yeah, we got to be a feature on this. This is incredible. We're such fans of Charlie. And we've, a lot of that was done just over Zoom during the pandemic, you know, sending files back and forth. Shay came over and tracked his part. I tracked the harmonies. We sent it to Charlie, bounced drums back and forth. And yeah, I said, Charlie and I are both very particular people in the studio. We're perfectionists. You know, I was like, if this song comes out, it is going to be the greatest miracle in the history of music. If Charlie signs off and I sign off, we're both very particular, hard-nosed producers, and he's insanely talented. And I just have so much respect and admiration for what he does. And the fact that it came out, it was like, whoa, we both signed off. This is crazy. So
it's
the
amazing.
Fan response has been amazing on that. And I actually was just, we haven't played it live yet. And I was looking at set lists for some shows we have coming up this summer. And I feel like we're going to drop it in, you know, in the set list somewhere. I feel like it's kind of not, it's not far off from a Dan and Shay song. You know, that chorus could have fit on one of our albums. We probably would have produced the track a little bit differently if it was just us, you know, a little bit more country in it. But we'll be able to do our own version of it live. And I think the fans are going to connect. The numbers on it are great so far, and it's climbing the chart. And just fun to have a song with Charlie. I mean, I'm sure we'll get to play it together at some point on some award show down the road. But yeah, that was a fun one. I'm glad that saw the light of day, because it was a pandemic creation. You never know how those are going to go.
No, I know, right? And it's so funny you talk about how talented he is. I always like fall down the rabbit hole watching his TikTok videos when he like makes a beat out of a light switch, like literally that sound. I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah. He's a madman. He's a genius.
That's so funny. And then I'll just admit this, you know, before an interview, I always do like a good little social media creep to see what's going on with everybody. And Dan, I know this was a few weeks ago, but I felt for you in losing that big tree in your yard.
It's insane. The fence is still gone. Addie
is
and
it?
I had to go to Home Depot up on Thompson Lane, and we got like a bunch of like temporary plastic deer fence or whatever. And we like stretched it out, and so the dogs could still use their backyard. You know, that's like their sanctuary. That's their happy place. And that we lost like a you know, three or four of those fence panels, and we just haven't been able to get it fixed yet.
We had three huge trees in our yard, and I had somebody come out and look at it, and they're like, this is going to uproot if you don't get it taken out. And we had it taken down like the week before the storm. So I was probably about the same one that you did. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad we did that, because.
Oh yeah.
There was so awful. Many trees that went down. I think Dan sent me that video, and he was like, dude, my tree just fell down. It was not an hour later, and I get a text from my wife with a picture of a massive tree in our backyard that had fallen down. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. This is crazy.
So
I had a big old tree fall down.
You have no idea how expensive a tree is until you need it to go away. Oh my God.
We've got these beautiful, well, they were probably beautiful at one point, these massive pine trees like coming up our driveway, probably been there for a long time. And there are a few that are dead, sadly, but they're huge. And they're like not really, we had a tree guy come out and look at it. He was like, it probably won't fall like in the next couple of years, but you're going to have to get it removed at some point. I honestly thought, you know how the city goes around like once a year with the spray paint and like gets rid of trees that are near electrical wires? They did red spray paint for the ones they're getting rid of. I was like, it'd be way cheaper to go to the home improvement store and buy a spray paint can for $1.50, spray paint these trees rather than spend like $6,000 to get them removed. You know?
No, truly. Yeah. They quoted us $10,000 to have ours removed. I wish I would have known that. I would have spray painted them
too. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We didn't try it, but I feel like it's a pretty good idea.
Oh my God, that is so funny. And then Shay, when I was doing my pre-interview prep for you, I was reading one of the articles about your weight loss, which I will not ask you to talk about because I feel like everyone's just like keeps asking you about that. I'm sure you're tired of it. But the thing I noticed is Thomas Rhett had mentioned, like, I almost didn't recognize you in the pickup line at school. Do y'all's kids like all go to the same school together?
Yeah, Thomas and I's kids go to school together. And yeah, it was hilarious. I remember, because I had lost, I think it was 64 pounds in total. And I was walking back after dropping off my son. My kid, he has some kids that are a little older, and he was actually in the drop-off line. Asher still made me walk him all the way into school. And so I was like walking him into school, and I was walking back, and I remember I saw TR, and I waved at him, and he looked at me like, who is this guy?
Oh,
it took
my
him
God.
Like, it took him like 10 seconds to realize that I forgot in that moment. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't really look like myself. But Thomas and I have since started a 5 a.m. workout class. He sold this to me like, hey man, we're going to get a group together. And so we can go work out, so, you know, start the day early, 2 days a week, we're going to have a group and it'll be awesome. Then we can go straight from there to, you know, drop off, take our kids to school. And I was like, sick, dude. And he's like telling me all the people that are going to be in the group. It was like a group of five or six of us. And I get there the first day, and it was just Thomas and I. And I was like, oh, that group that we were doing. And we did that like five times and no one else but us has showed up. Yeah, I think he sent the invite out and no one else was stupid enough to say yes. I was like, who gets up at 4:30 and works out besides like Mark Wahlberg or something?
Right. But, the kudos to you guys for getting up at 4:30. The last time I talked to him, he was like, I want to get shredded this year. And so it sounds like
I told him I wanted to get McGraw. And so that's been our standard, our gold standard, trying to get McGraw.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
I'm not ever wearing a shirt ever again if I get McGraw.
Oh my God. I love that. I feel like you guys are two little like suburban housewives. You're like, we do our workout and then we go to drop off. It's very cute.
100%.
I also would not want to be a parent like in like a class with your kids on like career day. Like, hi, I'm Dan and Shay. Hi, I'm Thomas Rhett. And like, I'm an accountant.
I feel like in Nashville, though, a lot of people in Nashville, there's some kind of connection to the music industry.
I know, always. I actually was like at, this is so funny, I just remembered this. I was like speaking at a grade school in like out by Hendersonville, I think. And I was talking about like what I do for a living in a little girl's hand shop. And she was like, my dad knows Dan and Shay. I was like, oh, that's great.
That's incredible. I wonder if like the kids fight over it. It's like, my dad's Shay Mooney. And then the kid's like, well, my dad's Chris Stapleton, you know? It's,
my dad was the president. You're like, okay, well, what are you even talking about? I feel like there's so many people moving to Nashville that a lot of like very important people's kids are going to school. And it's like, yeah, those kids that's just Shay's kids. Like it's not, you know, it's not this guy who owns FedEx or something, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.